RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus and Use in Brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That's our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. OJK encourages more state companies to go public. Japan to become FDI source in 2016. Tanjung Priok Port improves dwelling time. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Financial Service Authority OJK asks more state companies to go public floating part of their share at the Indonesian Stock Exchange. Deputy Commissioner of OJK Irwan Lubi said on Tuesday that the capitalization of state company shares is around 423.3 trillion rupiah this year, or threefold increase from the first time they launched initial public offering. Therefore, he said he was optimistic that the state companies could go public. However, he expressed worries with the slow recovery of advanced and major economy, especially China. China has become the country's largest trading partner. The China's economic slowdown had resulted in weak export performance of Indonesia in the past several years. In addition, Indonesian companies still reported declining financial performance until the second half of 2015 as a result of the protracted global crisis. However, Irwan hoped that the country's economy is expected to improve in 2016. The head of Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPN Frankie Sibarani, stated that Japan will become a source of foreign direct investment FDI in 2016. To maintain a positive trend of such activities, BKPN official plan to visit Tokyo, Japan to promote investment cooperation with the local trade chambers. He said on Tuesday that based on the investment record of BKPN during the period of October 22, 2014 to December 4, 2015, Japanese investment interest was pegged at $11.4 billion. Japanese companies have already received principal permit of up to $5.7 billion. During the planned visit to Japan, Frankie plans to provide Japanese investors with information regarding Indonesian investment policies, such as 3-hour investment license service, investment opportunities in various sectors, especially the priority like labor-intensive industry, infrastructures, and tourism, saying that these three priority sectors are major contributors of Japanese investment. The dwelling time at the Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta was spent at 4.29 days per month as of November 2015, which has improved from the national average of 4.7 days per month in June 2015. The head of Tanjung Priok Port Authority, Bai Hasani, said on Tuesday that the dwelling time efficiency was due to the efficiency of pre-custom clearance, custom clearance, and post-custom clearance processes. He added that the determining factor for pre-custom clearance is the considerable number of prohibitions and restrictions imposed, the speed of government agency outside the port when it comes to the issuance of prohibition policy. The research on prohibition by the Indonesian Single Window, INSW, and the awareness of importers to immediately submit the imported goods billing document. Bayasani also explained that efforts to improve the efficiency of dwelling time had been achieved by setting up supporting facilities to address the export and import licensing process. Indonesian potential added a national 4 to 6 million business enterprises over the last decade, from 2016 to 2016, bringing the total number of enterprises running in the country between 26 and 29 million. According to the Central Statistics Agency, BPS, BPS Deputy Head for Distribution and Service Statistics, Sasmito Hadibowo, said on Tuesday that the agency will run the economic census 2016 from May 1st to 31st next year to record the exact number of companies running in Indonesia. The 2016 census will be the fourth one that the agency has run. In the last census, trade and manufacturing companies dominated Indonesian businesses, accounting for 44% of total. Consultancy companies followed, accounting for 17%, then equivalent equipment companies 10%, power utility companies 9%, and shipping companies accounting for 6%. BPS head Suryamin explained that the goal of the census was to collect and present database of all economic activities in Indonesia as the basis of policy formulation and future development planning. On World Human Rights Day 2015, the National Commission of Human Rights declared the Federation Reintegration Hansen of Leprosy Indonesia. According to Commissioner of the National Commission on Human Rights, Amsori Sinugan, stigma and discrimination to people affected by leprosy are caused by the absence of national level organization that facilitates their aspiration and struggle. Amsori said in Jakarta on Tuesday, December 10, the Declaration of Federation Reintegration Hansen Indonesia can be a new milestone towards recognition of people affected by leprosy as a group of persons with disabilities and marginalized. Ansori hopes that this declaration can support partnership with institutions and or organization of leprosy in Indonesia in order to increase respect, protection, and fulfillment of human rights of people affected by leprosy.
Mereka juga mengharapkan dengan adanya organisasi ini, mereka bisa menyampaikan.
They also expect the presence of this organization. They can express their aspiration. They can coordinate, and for the government, they will be easier to coordinate on what they need and in policy making. For example, for health ministry, social ministry, manpower ministry, and ministry of home affairs.
Kementerian yang terkait, misalnya Kementerian Kesehatan, Kementerian Sosial, Kementerian Tenaga Kerja, Kementerian Dalam Negeri menyangkut masalah penyebarannya, ya, nah itu.
Ansori explained, according to WHO, in 2012 leprosy, there are 232,857 cases in the world. According to him, the number of leprosy patients in Indonesia reach about 18,000 cases. Many people affected by leprosy still face stigma and prejudice because of myths and misconceptions about the disease. For people who have had leprosy, discrimination occurs in assessing education and employment. Whereas in December 2010, the UN General Assembly adopted Resolution Number 65215 on the elimination of discrimination against persons affected by leprosy and their family members. Australia is one of 16 countries which sent its deputy minister to H. Bali Democracy Forum, taking place in Nusa Dua, Bali from 10 to 11 December. When asked about his opinion towards the foreign, Australia gives positive comment. After attending the forum Tuesday, Assistant Minister for Multicultural Affairs of Australia, Concetta Firfanti-Wells, said Bali Democracy Forum is very important as a forum to share experience towards democracy in each country. Concetta further said open dialogue at Bali Democracy Forum is also important where the participants are able to understand each other, both differences and similarities about democracy in each country. In her first visit to Indonesia, Concetta was so impressed to see the diversity of Indonesia, especially in Bali. In Bali, she visited Puja Mandala Worship Complex, where five places of worship stand side by side as a symbol of religious harmony. Concetta is present at the Bali Democracy Forum, representing the Australian Foreign Minister Julia Bishop, who is not able to attend the forum. The 8th Bali Democracy Forum is participated by 89 countries and 3 international organizations. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi holds bilateral meeting with the Secretary General of the Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, IDEA, if it's termed on Tuesday, December 10, 2015, on the sidelines of the Bali Democracy Forum, BDF 8, in Nusa Dua, Bali. According to Mr. Red Marsudi, Indonesian government appreciate the Secretary of IDEA who has been present and became one of the speakers in the Bali Democracy Forum 8, 2015. She also said that Indonesia has become a full member of the agency which is focusing on the world implementation of democracy and elections since 2013. Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized that IDEA is willing to increase cooperation with the Institute for Peace and Democracy, IPD. Besides, IDEA plans to move its regional office from Canberra, Australia to Jakarta, Indonesia. Meanwhile, in a bilateral meeting with Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi, Hafiz Latemt said that democracy does not have standard primula. It was delivered by Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla at the opening of Bali Democracy Forum 8, 2015 in Nusa Dua, Bali, saying that democracy is not a goal but a way to achieve the goal for the people's welfare. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled, Why Should You Be Afraid of Island, Mr. Trump? As Cecil Peer makes U.S. presidential candidate from Republic Donald Trump issued an appeal on last Monday, December 7th, to prohibit all Muslims to enter United States. Trump's anxiety was triggered by the armed attack that killed several people in San Bernardino, California, United States. This attack was allegedly carried out by people who are affected by extreme ideology. Trump's call may get support from people who have the same fear with him. However, his appeal was criticized by both presidential candidates from Republican and Democrat. Previously, Trump has called supervision to houses of worship of Muslims, although he called for closing the door for Muslims to enter the USA, Trump said in an interview with Fox News on last Monday night, giving different treatment to Muslims of the United States. American Muslim community asked Donald Trump to terminate the call or controversial statements on Muslims. Executive Director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, which becomes the largest Muslim group in the United States, Nihat Awad in Washington assessed that the appeal of Donald Trump reflects a mass leader than a leader of a great nation. Critics against Trump was also voiced by other religious groups in the United States. Trump's repulse in the presidential candidacy competition from Republican Party presidential candidate criticized strongly the controversial statement of Donald Trump. Former Governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, who became serious rival, accuses Trump having a mental problem. Another candidate, Senator Marco Rubio, perceived that the frequently offensive remarks expressed by Trump cannot unite the American people and firmly reject the idea of Trump. Even Ohio Governor John Kasich stated that a controversial statement should disqualify the candidacy of Donald Trump. And John Kasich added that Trump does not deserve leading America. This statement becomes an easy target for the Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to criticize and condemn the Trump's appeal that may disunite the nation. U.S. legislators also did not remain silent. Chairman of the U.S. Senate, Paul Renalso, criticized the attitude of Trump by rejecting his appeal that was neither the attitude of the party and nor the attitude of the United States. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the UN Agency for Refugees, UNRA, Melissa Fleming, responded on Tuesday to the statement of Donald Trump's that harms the effort of United Nations UN to relocate sons of refugees to the United States. From across the Atlantic, British Prime Minister David Cameron also commented negatively on the call of Trump by saying that the plan of Trump is deficient, harmful, and wrong. If we comment on the statement of Donald Trump expressed to to Fox News that gives a different treatment to Muslims who have already lived in the United States. They should make him do the same for other Muslims. The reaction is about more excessive anxiety than a rational thought over the mass shootings. Similar problems can occur anywhere and by anyone or by any believers of any religion. So why should you be afraid of Islam, Mr. Trump? Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event occurred on December 11, 2008, Ali Alatas passed away. Ali Alatas was an Indonesian diplomat who has served as Minister of Foreign Affairs in 1988 until 1998 for twice full tenure. Until his death, he served as a special envoy of Secretary General of the United Nations to Myanmar, special envoy of Indonesian President for Middle East Issue, and the chairman of the Presidential Advisory Council. Ali Alatas passed away due to illness in Singapore on December 11, 2008, at the age of 76 years. On December 11, 1981, at least 1,000 of El Salvador civilians were killed. El Mozote massacre occurred in the village of El Mozote, Morazan Department, El Salvador, on December 11, 1981, when the armed forces of El Salvador, trained by the U.S. military, killed at least 1,000 civilians in the anti-guerrilla campaign. It was reported the massacre was the worst war crime in modern Latin American history. The massacre was at the central point of the Salvadorian Civil War that broke out in the country between 1970 until 1990. When the news of massacre emerged slowly, the Reagan administration in the United States tried as propaganda of National Liberation Front of Farabundo Marti as potentially complicate the U.S. government due to the disapproval of human rights violations of El Salvador government, which assisted by a number of U.S. military. We conclude today's segment of Today in History with an event on December 11, 1946. The UNICEF is established. On December 11, 1946, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, was established. The establishment of the organization of UN's Children Fund was originally intended to raise funds to help the children of Europe who hunger and suffer from disease after World War II, as well as providing food, clothing, and medicine for them. Now the UNICEF expanded its activities to eradicate poverty, violence, disease, and discrimination against children worldwide. UNICEF is conducting its activities in more than 150 countries in the world and is based in New York. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Welcome back to today's Focus, entitled New Leaders Are Awaited. So stay tuned. The appearing of new characterized and qualified leaders amid the national leadership crisis lies on many parties. The parties are, among others, political party, educational institutions, and press. Those are come up in a discussion titled Re-Fertilize the National Leadership Wounds in Jakarta on Tuesday, December the 8th. The discussion is the third series of the discussion in 2015, which was held by Indonesian Young Circumference and Compass Daily. The researchers of Indonesian Science Institute, LIPI, Mukhtar Pabutinggi and Fahri Ali, Rector of Sunan Ampel Surabaya State University, Abdul A'la, and Rector of Multimedia Nusantara University, Dino Laksono, were as the speakers. According to Mukhtar Pabutinggi, the crisis of national leadership currently was caused by the policies of the second Indonesian president, Suharto, who extinguished the potential of new leader emergence as he resigned for 32 years, including the political parties which become the birthplace of leaders. In the period of post-new orders until nowadays, political parties have not yet implemented its function, creating the new characterized and qualified leaders. One of their failures is to give political education to the society. Therefore, Mukhtar Pabutinggi emphasized the importance of the party to be given an enlightenment about the essence and paradigm of democracy. Without both of them, it cannot be expected that the party can contribute to enlighten the nation and create the new characterized and qualified leader. There is also enlightened press and publishing, too responsible for contributing in order to create new leader in the national leadership. For the example, the foremost figures, namely Bung Karno and Muhammad Hatta, may not grow without enlightened publishing. Fahri Ali added that actually entrepreneurship is also the womb of creating the leaders in the national leadership. However, the entrepreneurs, which are now as the political leaders, are strongly linked with the old order's structure. Their presence is not based on the true ethics. When entering the political world, they are also practicing the wrong political ethics, dominating the politic stage, and climbing up the democracy with their financial. Fahri continued that nowadays financial power overshadows the democracy system. It is much dangerous than in the new orders. According to him, the new order has created capitalist communities, but the country can still control, and they still respect to the country arrangement. It can be seen that there is no leader, including political party leader, from the entrepreneurs. However, when the new orders came to an end, they came into the political world and even dominated the political stages. Meanwhile, Nino Lesmono emphasized that the importance of educational institutions to create new leader candidates. According to him, to be a leader is a call. However, college still has a big role to sow the seeds of new leadership. So it is very important for a college to provide character building for its students. Abdul A'la saw the importance of the values which is taught in Islamic school to be returned to the Indonesian context. Various values such as simplicity, independence, sincerity, patience, humbleness can be the pioneer for creating the new leader. That was Focus.
Listener, here is the headlines of several national newspapers published today, December 11th, 2015. We begin today's headlines with Sindo, which wrote low participation in the simultaneous regional election. Participation in the simultaneous regional election, or Pilkada, on Wednesday, December the 9th, is on the spotlight due to assumption for missing the target. The temporary data showed the average participation is 50-65%. The number is still low, under the 77.5% target set by the General Election Commission, or KPU. The House of Representatives Commission 2 member, Yandri Susanto, said the participation is far from the expectation. He also said that his commission will summon the KPU and the Election Supervisory Agency or Bawaslu and also evaluate the law of Pilkada, with expectation the number will increase on the next election held in 2017. Still related to the simultaneous regional election, Republika wrote, female candidates break through. The recent voting calculation of the 2015 simultaneous regional election or Pilkada on Wednesday showed the domination of female candidates. Many saw it as positive for Indonesian political climate. In the 2015 election, 115 female candidates participated. 54 of them went as the regional heads and the rest registered as deputy candidates. However, the number is only 7.3% of the whole candidates. We continue with Media Indonesia. Attorney General Office intensifies investigation. The Attorney General Office intensified the investigation of the Papa Ask for Shares case. They are working on evidence collection, targeting the related parties in the President and the Vice President name profiteering case to get the shares from Freeport Indonesia and Urumuka Hydropower Plant, involving House's Chairman Setia Novanto. The Attorney General H.M. Prasetyo asserted the AGO will keep investigating the case with presumption of conspiracy. Well, listener, we end today's headlines with Kompas. Exemplary as key. Corruption practices now have been systematic and networked, which eradication requires coverage in the law prevention and enforcement. The eradication also needs exemplary from the leader. President Joko Widodo, in his speech read by the Politic, Legal and Security Coordinating Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said, the exemplary of the leaders is necessary in building corruption-free leadership. Well, listener, that was the headlines.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hear news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Financial Service Authority OJK asks more state companies to go public floating part of their shares at the Indonesian Stock Exchange. The head of Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKP and Frankie Sibarani stated that Japan will become a source of foreign direct investment FDI in 2016. The dwelling time at Tanjung Priok Port in Jakarta was set at 4.29 days per month as of November 2015, which has improved from national average of 4.7 days per month in June 2015. Indonesia potentially added an additional 4 to 6 million business enterprises over the last decade, from 2006 to 2016, bringing the total number of enterprises running in the country between 26 and 29 million, according to the Central Statistics Agency, BPS. On World Human Rights Day 2015, the National Commission of Human Rights declared the Federation Reintegration Hansen or Leprosy Indonesia. According to the Commissioner of the National Commission on Human Rights, Amsori Sinungant, stigma and discrimination to people affected by leprosy are caused by the absence of a national leper organization that facilitates their aspiration and struggle. Australia is one of the 16 countries which sent its deputy minister to aid Bali Democracy Forum, taking place in Nusa Dua, Bali from 10 to 11 December. When asked about his opinion towards the forum, Australia gives positive comment. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi holds a bilateral meeting with the Secretary General of the Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance IDEA, FS Letamt, on Tuesday, December 10, 2015, on the sidelines of the Bali Democracy Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuning in to The Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta. And listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Ambon City, Maluku Province to recognize unique culinary, Sago Waku Komo Komo. Stay tuned. The Ministry of Tourism will hold culinary festival in Ambon, capital of Maluku Province, on December 11th to 12th, 2015. This culinary festival is a program owned by the ministry synergized into a number of regions in Indonesia, such as Ambon, because it has the typical cuisine that can be promoted to domestic and foreign tourists. A total of 40 businesses in Ambon will involved in the festival and displays a typical Ambon culinary that may has not been known to the public widely. The traditional culinary which will be presented is the typical food made of fish and sago. One of them, Sagu Waku Komo Komo, is one of the Ambonese local food made of sago and waku leaves. To make it, sago flour soaked in cold water for an hour. Later, some spices such as garlic, lemongrass, and ginger are salted. Then the fish offal and water are cooked. Garlic and onion are salted. Then liquid coconut milk and sago cooked until dry. The coconut milk, salt, pepper, and sliced scallions then added. After that, the sago is then cooled first. Sago along with offal fish are inserted into the waku leaf, wrapped and baked up to dry and cooked. Sago Waku Komo Komo has a mixture of offal fish and waku leaves with flavors of ginger and lemongrass, which more suitable as a side dish for main meals. It is sweet and savory. Sago Waku Komo Komo is usually tasted with rice or papeda. Papeda is the food like sago porridge, typical of Maluku and Papua. Sago Waku Komo Komo culinary sold in many traditional restaurants in North Maluku Province. It costs about 15,000 to 20,000 rupiah per piece. Listener, besides Sago Waku Komo Komo, people in Maluku still actually have more traditional culinary made of sago. In this area, you can find a lot of processed foods that use corn as basic material. Since the time of our ancestors, sago has become their staple food. In general, distinctive food such as Sago Waku Komo Komo made from corn starch. Sago flour is produced from sago tree trunk. This flower has a similar physical characteristics such as tapioca. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic Sagowaku Komo-Komo. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa and bye for now.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, Voice of Indonesia listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany with me, Steve. In today's edition, we are taking you to find out about the history of rendang. Rendang is a traditional food from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, which uses beef as its main ingredient. All people, both in Indonesia and abroad, love this food. This food is produced from the repetitive heating process with the coconut milk. It takes about 4 hours until it turns dry and a bit blackish. In 2011, rendang ranked the first in the top 50 world's most delicious food organized by CNN International. The origin of rendang begins from Sumatra, especially Minangkabau. For the Minang people, rendang has become a traditional food which is served in various traditional events and daily menu for a long time. As a traditional cooking, rendang is assumed to emerge since Minang people held their first traditional event. Then, this cooking art developed to other Malay regions starting from Mandailing, Riau, Jambi, and Negeri Sembilan, which was mostly inhabited by the wanderers from Minangkabau. Therefore, rendang is well known in Sumatra and the Malay Peninsula. Historian from Andalas University, Professor Dr. Gusti Anasnan, assumed that rendang has become food which has widely spread since the Minang people started wandering and sailing to Malacca to trade in the early 16th century. Rendang was also mentioned in the classic Malay literature like Hikayat Amir Hamzah, proving that rendang has been known in Malay cooking art since the 1550s, in the middle of the 16th century. By the way, rendang is influenced by several countries. For instance, the spice from India to the traders from Gujarat, India. And then, rendang is getting popular and widely spreading far from its origin area through the culture of wandering of the Minangkabau tribe. Minang people go wandering or in Indonesia, merantau, to work as employee or trader. Most of them open padang restaurants nationwide and even abroad in the neighboring countries and also some other continent like Europe and America. Rendang has a particular philosophy for the people in Minang, West Sumatra, namely Musyawarah Mufakat, or in English, negotiation and mutually agreed settlement, which comes from four main commodities that symbolize the integrity of the Minang people. First, the beef is the symbol of Niniak Mamak, or the leader of the tribe. Then, Karambia or coconut symbolizes Chadya Pandai or the intellectual, while Lado or chili is the symbol for Alim Ulama or religious scholars that is firm to teach the religious Sharia law. And the whole spices symbolizes the wholeness of Minangkabau people. In Minangkabau tradition, rendang is a must menu to be served in every traditional ceremony, like kenduri or ritual gathering or honorary guest welcoming and many more. Well, listener, that ends today's miscellany on the history of rendang and anything about it. I'm Steve and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back with me Steve in our regular segment Music Corner, introducing you to Indonesian music, both traditional and the modern ones. Today's edition, presenting you an Indonesian dangdut singer named Mary Andani. But before we know more about this singer, why don't we just enjoy the first song by Mary Andani, entitled Tak Ku Bayangkan or Can't I Imagine. Happy listening!
Di dalam hati.
listener, Mary Andani, whose real name is Mariam Sharifah, was born in Bandung, West Java, November 1, 1969. She was the best singer in 1990s. At first, Mary Andani sang dangdut songs with Mandarin rhythm that went along with her soft vocal character. Mary's success is inseparable from a noted musician, the late Jeffrey Boulle. Jeffrey found Mary's talent, so that he composed several songs for her, including Pelabuhan Hati or Heart's Harbor, Daun Kering Bersemi Lagi or The Dried Leaf Blooming Again, and Di Atas Kota or Above the City. Mary's most popular song at that time was Dinding Pemisah or The Separating Wall. Well then, why don't we now enjoy one song by Mary Andani entitled Dinding Pemisah before we continue. Happy listening. Listener, Mary Andani is one of the best singers in Indonesia. Actually, she can sing pop songs, but she tends to perform more amazingly in dangdut songs. Mary Andani's albums in Malaysia had been distributed by the Incitec Enterprise since 1993. Mary started gaining fame in Malaysia after her coming to the neighboring country with Anis Marcella, Babi Ayu, Helvi Marian, Mila Rosa, and the late Poppy Mercury to promote their album, namely Seleksi 20 Super Hits Boom Disco Dangdut. Well, the listener, that's a glimpse about Mary Andani, and to end our program, we will give you two more songs by Mary Andani. The first one is Pelabuhan Hati or Heart's Harbor. Enjoy the songs, and I will see you again next time in the Music Corner.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.